As BBC Springwatch 2021 puts the national spotlight on Norfolk's nature, our first feature has Nick Richards interviewing Robert Morgan of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust about the county's struggling species. Norfolk's wonderfully varied nature ebbs and flows like the tides that pound our coastline, causing some species to thrive while others struggle. Scientists and nature recorders can provide hard data on numbers of most species in Norfolk. But as for explaining why some have become endangered and even died out, it's usually down to theories rather than cold, hard fact. Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Robert Morgan spends 3 days a week working with and monitoring local wildlife at Hickling Broad. He is an authority on the types of creatures you may have seen years ago, but don't see so much anymore, and those which are starting to breed again. He identifies four categories: those that are long gone, those which we've lost in recent memory, those which are struggling, and those which are on the way back. Gone: lynx, 14th century; pine marten, 17th century; the beaver, koipiu, 20th century; great bustard, 16th, 17th century; bison, lost to the mist of time. Robert said, "These are all animals that used to exist in Norfolk. Of all of them, the lynx is the most likely one which we'd see reintroduced. The argument for bringing them back is that they predate muntjac and Chinese water deer. And also, as has been discovered in places like Yellowstone Park in the USA, that where lynx roam and where they urinate and defecate, it helps to keep these types of deer away from certain areas, allowing plants that would normally be stripped back to thrive. Koipiu were introduced for the fur trade, but many were trapped because they burrowed into riverbanks and damaged water defences and ruined farmers' crops, costing them money. The koipiu trappers' work dried up in the mid-1980s. I can recall talking to one of them in 1986, and he said he hadn't caught any for weeks. Gone but not forgotten. Red-backed shrike, still fairly common in the 1960s. Wryneck, bred in Norfolk in the 1960s. Norfolk damselfly, gone by the 1950s. Large copper butterfly, gone by the 1950s. Red squirrel, 1980s. Robert said, "These species would have all been seen in living memory. My dad, for example, recalls seeing red-backed shrike in Epping Forest, maybe 50 pairs of them, but now they are not so common. They fell victim to egg collectors, but the last breeding pair in Norfolk would have been in the Brecks in the late 1980s. The large copper butterfly was a wonderful, vibrant, orange-red colour that died out for unknown reasons, possibly due to pesticide use. They fed on water dock, which we have here in Norfolk, but they seem to stay in the Netherlands and Central Europe rather than here in the UK. They would have been desired by butterfly collectors in Victorian times, and although they've been spotted on occasion in reserves in Cambridgeshire, they're generally thought to have vanished from Norfolk around the end of the Second World War. The red squirrel is another animal that you may remember from around 30 years ago. I can remember seeing them on a visit to Centre Parks at Elverdon when it first opened. Squirrel pox was the big reason for their downfall. An argument for bringing back an animal like the pine marten is that they favour grey squirrels as prey because they are larger and slower, which would allow quicker and smaller red squirrels to thrive once again, along with birds like bullfinches and hawfinches, which can have their eggs and young taken by grey squirrels. Endangered: turtle dove, garden tiger moth, house martin, water vole, curlew. Although we can see these in Norfolk, they are under threat. Numbers of curlew have dropped fast, but the big worry is a bird like the house martin, which was fairly common on these shores. Millions are being taken during migration, especially when they are caught in mist nets in northern Africa and the Mediterranean. They have no regulations over there, and lots are caught by people looking to catch birds like quail and turtle doves. As they approach the coast, these birds will come down to a lower level, and that's where they will end up hitting the nets. Songbirds are considered a delicacy in some countries. As well as not migrating here, bird numbers in general are dropping, and some once common species, such as sparrows, are far less common than they were 30 years ago. Some species are thriving, such as wood pigeons, which are enjoying a big rise. Coming back: otter, spoonbill, crane, pool frog, Fenmason wasp. The spoonbill is one of the success stories, as it hasn't bred in the UK for years. They were very easy to catch and disappeared. But there is a colony at Holcombe which has spread to Clay, and we've seen four or five birds at Hickling. One of them, which has been tagged, has been known to travel from Holcombe to Hickling to feed. So these birds are travelling across Norfolk to fill up on fish, which is great, and their numbers are increasing. Otters had just about disappeared, but are coming back. Their numbers were hit by the insecticide DDT, which damaged their livers, but they are making a return. The Fen Mason wasp, which was thought to be extinct, has returned to Hickling, where you can see odd colonies close to paths, where they build little nests like chimneys. Considering they are wasps, they are very cute-looking creatures.